This is Senator Al Simpson. Some in the Congress want to quadruple the fee that ranchers pay to graze livestock on our public lands. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the wide open spaces of the American West were settled by rugged ranchers who found the range to be ideal for grazing of cows and sheep. Now, solid Western ranchers are under attack by elitist congressmen who want to raise the cost of grazing livestock on public lands from $2 a month per head to $8. Ted, you always mumble that you're for the little guy. So how about helping the 23,000 ranchers, most of them pretty small operations, from going under, which is just exactly what will happen if Congress passes this one. We give billions each year to wheat and corn farmers and dairy producers, so why not a tiny crumb for our Western ranchers?
Al, the question is grazing, and you didn't even graze the merits of the issue. Home on the range is wonderful, but no one promised it would stay rent-free. Hard-hearted Al Simpson rails against helping the nation's needy. Then he flip-flops and wants welfare for ranches ripping off the taxpayers with undeserved subsidies that cost the Treasury $150 million a year. You can't keep a straight face, Al, and say those ranches are mom-and-pop operations. 90% of the livestock grazing is run by wealthy individuals and corporations. One California developer controls 5 million acres of grazing land, an area bigger than many states. The vast majority of ranches have to pay fair market value to feed their herds, Al. It's time for those who graze on public lands to stop grazing taxpayers. The low fees they pay are a national scandal. They're freeloaders, Al. Let's end their free ride. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on elderly workers who have unfairly lost their pensions. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.